When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
The Bible asks us a question. All the questions which the Bible asks are very pertinent to our need. And one of those questions you will find in Jeremiah 17th chapter and the 9th verse. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. The Lord is the searcher of your heart. The heart is deceitful above all things. And the Bible also tells us, he that trusteth his own heart is a fool. When you ask people, any church people or people who call themselves Christians, you ask them, hey, how is it with your soul? I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm not very bad, you know. I'm doing all the good things that are required, and I am all right. But what does the Bible say? Proverbs 28 and verse 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. He who trusts in his own heart. You know, I'm not very bad. I'm pretty good, you know. You see, and that kind of thing, which we meet with all the time. The Lord must say how your heart is. He that trusteth his own heart is a fool. Or he who does not wait till the searcher of the heart indicates what is the true condition. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. We must go to what the Lord Jesus Christ told us about this heart condition and the resulting attitudes and resulting reception to God's word. What do we see in what Jesus Christ tells us? Mark 4 chapter, please, from the 14th verse. The sower soweth the word. Sometimes I begin to wonder, what is really being sown into the hearts of the hearers on Sunday morning? In one place where I found that the pastor leading the singing was streaming with perspiration, and the man seemed exhausted by his exertions. However, it was said, sometimes we get so carried away, lost in, you know, what I call gymnastics and the rest, you know, as though God is looking at our waving of hands. No, he looks at the coldness of the heart, the condition of the heart. I, the Lord, search the heart. Okay. Carried away by this, that there is no message whatever. I can understand that some of them simply have no message. No message. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, the sower soweth choruses, right? Rubbish. The sower soweth the word. The word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. My, if it is the true two-edged sword, something ought to happen. Some conviction, some repentance, something ought to happen. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Suppose somebody came in with a very sharp sword and started brandishing it across these pews. My dear friends, you will be more than surgical cases. You will be cases for the mortuary. You will be cut so deep, but nothing happens. The conscience is not awakened. What is false religion? False religion is religion that doesn't touch your conscience. That's false religion. It's a terrible thing that we have today. We have so many fellows, but after a few days, you will see them, you know, song leaders, singing groups, you know, spicy, icy folk, and all kinds. Next thing we hear of them, they are down into drugs. And the police pick them up. That includes some Christian song groups, singing groups. And some of those people whose records and CDs sell so much amongst supposed Christians. Singing under the influence of drugs. And that is the thing that edifies the church today. Can there be any greater travesty of religion? No. The sower soweth the word. The word of God searcheth. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It puts your heart right, shows you these are wrong thoughts, you know. You are bearing some resentment against somebody. Or you are proud and you don't know that you are proud. Many proud people don't know they are very proud. But God says, I know a proud man afar off. Far off. So, it is a discerner, the word of God, a clarifier of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It searches the real person. That's the word of God. Now, how can anybody sit Sunday after Sunday under the searchlight of God's word and just walk away as though nothing has happened? You can't do it. You simply can't do it if it is the word of God. But if it is just a little bit of human, well-organized, well-orchestrated service, you know, some of our services are excellent. You know, everything according to the perfect timing and order. One person borrowed some sermons of Finney. And when he preached those sermons, he found that people were weeping, some people. And the poor man didn't know what to do. So he went over to them, "Sorry, madam, for upsetting you." You see, folks, the word of God cuts deep. It convicts the heart. You can't have a situation where the word of God is taught in the church or in the home, and the children keep going in and out of prison. You can't have that situation. That family has nothing to do at all. The police just say, "Oh, this family, we don't need to bother about them." Because the word of God is operative in that family. The judges in the courts have no work to do from any member of that family. But what is the real situation today? Some of you know it better than I do. I mean at least the local situation. What is the situation? You know it. And what does it show? It shows that it isn't the word of God that is being presented. It's not a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Sinners are not really changed. People keep changing their partners like they change their clothes. The whole situation is so distressing and completely opposite to what the Bible teaches and what the Bible produces. The sower soweth the word, 15th verse. "And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts." Now, should that happen, sowing in any country, the country would starve to death because the seed will be carried away. Now, the seed is being carried away in our churches. We ought to ask why. If you turn to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse, you will find why the seed is being carried away. 4th chapter and the 4th verse of 2 Corinthians tells us, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." The God of this world has blinded the minds.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.